Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Now that we're in the middle of a pandemic, you probably know friends or family members who've been laid off. Or you might be one of those who've lost their jobs. So how do you start looking for work in this climate? At a time when it isn't safe to meet a potential employer in person, when all you have are phone calls and video conferencing, how do job interviews work? I asked my friend, Kat Webb, who experienced this firsthand, in the strangest way possible.
So I found this work in FB, and I submitted my application, and then they immediately scheduled me for an interview. Sabi ko, wow, ang bilis. Just like that, 2 days lang, may interview na, and then, you know, I did not even need to know kung saan yung office. So sabi ko, ah, okay, parang kaya naman, since I think the variable na mahirap timplahin is yung internet connection.
What could possibly go wrong?
So the day of the interview came, it was in Zoom.
Kat felt nervous. Like in any other job interview, she wants to be able to express herself fully. So she enters the Zoom room with her video on. And then,
wala silang video. No. So parang ako, I can't really say that, do I have to turn off my video? Kasi nakabukas na eh. Parang ang hirap mag-convey ng thought to someone na walang video. It was like looking into a void. At some point, parang akong nag-monologue kasi nakamute sila. And it was just black. Walang eye contact or anything, so I tried to look into the camera as much as possible. And there wasn't anything to focus on other than a black screen sa Zoom with their names on it and just a tiny box where I can see my face.
After all that, did Kat get the job? Not this one. But she did get a job after doing several other interviews. Like Kat, we're all learning to adapt to the changing times. When Zoom interviews are the norm, there are no hard and fast rules. So what do you do if you're placed in the same awkward situation? Stick around, because we have some life hacks for you. Hi, I'm Christine Chung, and you're listening to Ikaw na Magaling. Ikaw na Magaling is a quick podcast on self-improvement and professional development. Dahil gusto naming gumaling ka, as in legit. Sa panahon ng social distancing, you might be wondering where to start with job interviews. Required ba ang pantalon? Di naman nila makikita eh. San ba ako titingin? Sa screen ba? O sa camera? You're in luck, because our guest today is a body language expert. At may 5 recommendations siya para sa atin.
I'm Sheila Tan. I do one-on-one coaching, group coaching, and trainings on self-actualization, on coaching, leadership, and a lot of trainings that would fall under self-help, building resilience, managing emotions, finding your purpose. I customize many trainings depending on people's needs.
Our first hack is a practical one, which is tumingin sa camera.
I would recommend having eye-to-eye contact pa rin as much as possible. In this Zoom era, yung eye-to-eye contact, sa camera ka nakatingin, hindi sa screen. Kasi pag sa screen ka nakatingin, lumalabas sa iba ka nakatingin.
Madali, di ba? The next hack is just as easy.
Let us be mindful of how we look. And it's not just in interviews. I recommend it for normal life. Yung, di ba may mga taong ano, oh, I'm happy, pero inform your face kasi hindi halata. I'm very guilty of that. Diba yung tinatawag na resting bitch face? Na pag nakatingin na akong ganyan, kahit na masaya naman ako in my mind, mukha akong galit sa kausap ko. So, na-realize ko, oh my gosh, I'm so unaware of my facial expression. So, I tried practicing on the mirror. So, yung mga tinatawag nilang smiles, yan, pinapractice ko yan. Yung pag nakikinig lang ako, dapat may konting nod, pero hindi exage. Kasi pag exage mukhang nagpapa-impress lang ako. So, may konting subtle na nod, subtle na smile, and i-practice yun in the mirror. I would do that a lot. Tapos mukhang nakangiti pa rin yung mata ko. Mga ganyan. Magandang i-practice yung mga ganyan for an interview.
Indeed. I'm only aware of my facial expression when someone points it out to me. The way we feel doesn't always show on our faces. Subtle nods can easily go a long way. For hack number 3.
I would recommend na for the job interview, buuin nyo na yung outfit. Kasi iba pa rin yung feeling. It is more for you na mare-remind ka na this is official, iba to sa nakapambahay lang ako, sa nasa natutulog lang ako, or nanananghalian lang. Tapos pag biglang mahulog yung laptop mo, ganyan, di ba? Or kung ano mangyari, baka nakita naka-boxer shorts ka lang, ma-shock yung interviewer mo, di ba?
Make sure you are visible from the head to your diaphragm. Magsuot na rin ng full outfit to avoid the need to explain why you're not wearing pants. Next hack.
Avoid nervous gestures. Na para lang meron kang magawa sa kamay mo. Hold them down. As much as possible, keep them on the thigh where people can't see them. Sometimes it would be good to have some gestures para hindi ka naman mukhang robot. Minimize them to when you're making an important point, when you're telling a story that's animated.
If you're wondering how to control the nerves,
do that even before the interview. First is don't take things personally. If they're asking questions, it's about what you're saying and not an attack to you. Kasi obviously, they don't know you. And if they're attacking you personally, it's either they're doing the wrong thing and they shouldn't be doing that in the first place, or they're testing you. Think about it as, if I were to show my best character, how would I react to this? And usually calmness, thinking clearly, speaking clearly, articulating what you're thinking, and even asking questions are great tips to have.
Sounds doable, diba? At ang huling hack naman from Coach Sheila ay ang isang technique na tinatawag na matching.
Sa actual interview proper, matching is what we call creating of rapport. So, ano ang imamatch ko? Facial expression. So, kung yung kausap ko mukhang seryoso, dapat medyo mukha din akong seryoso. Kung mukhang medyo humorous, medyo light, then I will match that. To the point na kahit na kung paano siya umupo, may mga ibang sobrang diretso, meron mga ibang medyo naka-lean back, and just match it in as much as you can, kung ano yung nakikita mo from the video. Tapos pati paghinga. So, sinasabayan natin yan. And kung nag-i-English, mag-i-English din tayo if we're comfortable. Kung nagtatagalog siya, magtatagalog din ako. So, yun yung mga tinatawag natin na matching of energy, matching of facial expressions. In terms of words, we also match the words that they use. So, sometimes it's down to the exact words. So, for example, they use the word integrity. You use the word integrity. They use the word value, commitment. Ipapasok mo rin yan sa sinasabi mo para yung feeling na, oh, nagigets niya tayo. This person belongs to us. And that is the feeling that we want them to get. At bakit natin gustong gawin to? Kasi may quote tayo na, people like people who are like them. And so, itong mga body language matching, verbal and non-verbal matching, ang feeling ng isang tao, uy, parang ka-wavelength ko to. Parang nagkakaintindihan kami. So, kunwari siya, medyo playful siya, Tapos we sound a bit too serious, isipin niya, ay, parang hindi man siya bagay sa amin, parang hindi kami swak.
To review, we match the energy of the interviewer from the facial expression, posture, breathing, and words used para maswak kayo sa pananaw niya. So natutunan natin ngayong araw na maging mas aware sa ating body language and how we present ourselves through different techniques. It's a way of listening and being present when you're talking to someone and responding by using your movements and appearance. In this case, you are talking to an interviewer from the company you want to work for. At a time when online interviews are the default, it can be a challenge. We're bound to experience hiccups in any new situation, but we can overcome these challenges with practice and a willingness to improve. And this is Ikaw na Magaling. Once again, I'm Christine Chung. Don't forget to subscribe to Puma Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Anchor, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This podcast was brought to you by Puma Podcast. This episode was produced by Macy Hoven, Raja Aisha, and me. It was edited by Nico Bulante. Special thanks to Kat Webb and to Coach Sheila Tan. She has upcoming workshops, so you can find her on Instagram at altius.coaching. That's A-L-T-I-U-S.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.